I was at a recent meeting where several agribusiness companies were sitting around talking. They were excited because they were talking about the growth they were going to have in their companies because of this positive and aggressive ag economy that's out there. They also talked about the need to replace some aging baby boomers that are going to be retiring in the next 5 to 10 years in pretty large quantities. And then they also had this in the back of their mind that we need more tech-savvy young people in our organization. You know, I could hardly wait to get my turn to talk about you, to talk about our nearly 1 million ag ed students all across this country that are studying agriculture, to talk about our record membership of almost 580,000 FFA members, and to talk about those former FFA members that are now studying in post-secondary institutions and technical schools, getting hands-on experience. And then think of all of our alumni that maybe even the last 5 to 10 years that have been out of FFA that might be thinking about a change in their career. When these people in business and industry heard about this size of this talent pool, they got really excited. And then when I took them a step further and talked about how National FFA helps you think about what these careers look like, they even got more excited. Because I told them about how we position 300 plus careers in agriculture. And believe me, there's two careers that I talk to them about, just like I talk to you about, that you need to think about. One is we need ag teachers. Two is we need young people who are interested in production agriculture. They didn't disagree with that at all. And then when I went on to talk to them about the career development events and the proficiency awards and the leadership development programs, and how that combines together with this three-component model of ag education, of classroom, experiential learning through your SAE, and then this FFA program. And then you throw on top of that these 21st century employability skills that everybody talks about that you know all about because you can work in a team and you can think outside of a box and you can be creative and you can stand up in a group of people and talk. My goodness, you can even run a meeting. And when you talk about those employability skills and then you combine that and talk about this tool of Ag Career Network, of how we position to you that you can use Ag Career Network to explore careers, build your resume, look for internships and scholarships and ultimately jobs. They were going, wow, this is awesome. How can business and industry get involved? Then we show them how business and industry can get involved. FFA members, if you're not using Ag Career Network, you need to start. Go to your teacher right now and ask them how you can get on. And so I worked hard at selling you and what you have to offer to this industry. And FFA members, all I can say is, wow, you're at the right place at the right time. Agriculture is the great field to be in. When you think about producing food and producing fiber and producing fuel and producing feed and all the value chains that go along that in agriculture, think of the opportunities. Again, I position that you're participating in this three-component model of agriculture education, which gives you the pathway to success for those careers. And for you that are in post-secondary educational programs or our young alumni that are out there, don't give up because there's opportunities for you to stay engaged with FFA through Ag Career Network, through FFA Link, through Collegiate FFA, through alumni. Those are all tools that can help you as you look at changing and growing in your career. And in turn, FFA wants you to stay involved. Agriculture needs you. Opportunity awaits you.